Today I'm going to be speaking on the Lord is our refuge, our shield, our strength. Praise God. And I want us to just think about the goodness of the Lord. Think about how great he has been to us. As I will pray now and then get into the lesson in just a few minutes. But before we do, I want to read to us the lyrics of a great song. It says, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists. Our God is an awesome God. And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close. And so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the sky was starless in the void of night, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. We know he is not too soon to be forgotten. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. If you know the chorus, you can sing it with me. Our God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom.
God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our God is an awesome God. Praise the Lord. He raised heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. I'm going to pray and get into today's share and share some of his incredible attributes towards us. Praise the Lord. Father, we love you this morning. We give you praise and give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your children that are gathered together today for fellowship. We declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. We receive that light and that understanding as we praise the name of the Lord together, even today. To God be the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Lord our God is great. He is awesome. In fact, you can call him our refuge. You can call him our shield. You can call him our strength. You can call him a lot of things. You can call him our help. You can call him our fortress, our high tower, our song, even our salvation. And so many other such things as we magnify his name together today. Let's just share some scriptures, and then we're going to praise the name of the Lord together. That's all we'll be doing today. The name of our Lord is great, and he is worthy to be praised. And the more we shout his praise, that's right, you shout his praise, glory to God, and we'll praise him with understanding. You know, we sing praises, we glorify his name, and more he will reveal his power in our lives. Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, we still will not be afraid, because God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help for us. Wherever we go, he is there to shield us and to deliver us from evil. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5. And the Lord, it shall come to pass that in that day, such as today, the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory of the Lord shall be a defense, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from the storm, and for the rain. The Lord will shield us from all these things. He will put his glory around you wherever you are, your homes, when you go out, when you are indoors. Glory of the Lord will be with you. When you travel, whether domestically or internationally, the Lord will be your defense as well. Praise the Lord. He's also our strength. Strength when we are weakened. Strength when we are weary. The Lord is our strength. We can renew our strength in him at all times. Praise the Lord. It says in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. Glory to God. The Lord gives power to the faint. Hast thou not known, it says, and hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainted not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Proverbs chapter 18. And verse 10, it's a strong tower for you today, tomorrow, and the day after. The righteous will run into it and they are safe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Run into it for your safety. Everywhere you are, run into that name. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 25, verses 3 and 4. The Lord our God is a refuge from the storm. Praise the Lord. Therefore, he said, shall the strong people glorify thee. City of the terrible nations shall fear thee, for thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. When the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall, the Lord, he will keep you though. Hallelujah. This is the confidence that we must have. Have that confidence with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he will be your refuge. He will be your hiding place. He will be your shield and he will be your strength. Praise the Lord. Psalm 28. The psalmist furthermore declares these attributes of the Lord that we are using to exalt his name even today. The voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 28. No, that was Psalm 29. Psalm 28. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. The Lord is also your help, a very present help, he says, in time of trouble. He is my strength. He is my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him, even as it is this day. We will praise him. In a few minutes after I'm done reading some of these verses, we will praise the Lord. We will exalt him. The Lord is their strength, and is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, O Lord, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. Praise the Lord. The Lord is also our hiding place. That's right. You can hide in him. Psalm 32, verse 6. He is our hiding place. And that means when you are inside of him, you are protected. Glory to God. You are protected. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord protects us. He hides us. He covers us. Now, in a time when there is trouble everywhere, he says in verse 7 of Psalm 32, thou art my hiding place. Hallelujah. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. When there are floods of great waters around and different troubles, he shall not come near him, he said. For thou shalt be my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Wherever you go in your travels, the Lord will preserve you from trouble. It is well with you. He is your strength. Is your shield, is your hiding place. Praise the Lord. Now, in the book of Psalm 119, verse 114, we just did that psalm some days ago. Many of the great things that the Lord does for us, he encapsulates it in this one thing. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. The word tells us all of the protective attributes of the Lord. Therefore, put your hope in that and rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 90, verse 1. Thou hast been our dwelling place. Hallelujah. When we hide, when we dwell in Him, we receive confidence of safety. You have been our hiding place and our dwelling place from all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth or ever, thou hast formed the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting. Thou hast been and art still God. Praise the Lord. The Lord is a strength, is our sun and our shield. Psalm 84 and verse 11. It's a sun, it's a shield unto us. Glory to God. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Praise the Lord. It's a shield to us. The Lord said to Abraham in Genesis 15 and 1, I am thy shield, an exceeding great reward. Now that's so beautiful when God, introduces Himself to you that way. It makes it personal for you. I am your shield. Glory to God. The Lord is our shield. He is our exceeding great reward as well. The psalmist, he knew these things. And he often encouraged himself in the Lord for protection. Let me read through to you the words of Psalm 121. He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Where's my help coming from? Well, he answered it. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth me shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon smite me by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil, shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in. From this time forth and even forevermore. Isn't that beautiful? When we can just believe the Lord and quote that for ourselves. And we did Psalm 91 the other day. That dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Even he shall abide under the shadow of the Lord. What more shall we say unto the Lord of all his mercies and his power to deliver? He said, thine is the glory, O Lord, and thine is the power. Thine is the majesty and the dominion. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine, and thou art exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, Lord, and you are the one that reigns over all. And in thy hand is power to protect, power to deliver, power to shield us from evil. Hallelujah. Even to make great and to give strength unto all. That power is in your name. Well, what is your declaration of God's faithfulness to protect you? Can add our own praise unto Him. These people have talked about, Isaiah has talked about, the greatness of the Lord in giving strength to the weak. He has talked about the Lord being a shield, a glory, smoke, and fire by day and night around his people. The psalmist has written about the Lord being our shield, our strength, and all these other things. It's his help. He will look unto him. His son is a shield unto us. Well, what is your declaration of God's protective power over you? We're going to call upon that today. I want us to just praise the name of the Lord with his attributes. That's right. His attributes of his power and of his greatness. And you declare it always for yourself. that he will preserve you, he will protect you, he will deliver you from all evil. Paul the apostle, he wrote to Timothy and made this declaration. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and he shall preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. He said it. Is that your witness and your testimony also, that you know that the Lord will deliver you and will preserve you unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory and praise forever? That's right. And here are some other, you know, promises that the Lord gives to us for his protection over us, his power over us in all that we do. The Lord is always there with us. Praise the Lord. In the morning, in the noontime, in the evening, in the afternoon. It says in Romans chapter 16 and verse 20, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. You know, anytime, remember that word of the Lord. Also Luke 10 and 19. Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. You will tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Isn't that beautiful? When we put our trust in his word, he will magnify that word, and he always comes through for us. A very present help. When there's a situation, a brewing crisis, call upon the name of the Lord. He said, you will call upon me in trouble, and I will also deliver you. It's written in Psalm 91. You will call upon him in trouble, and he will deliver you. Always call upon him. Lean upon him in times of trouble of any kind. He's there to deliver us. Praise the Lord. Psalm 81 and verse 7 also says, thou callest in trouble, and I deliver thee. That's the Lord's response directly to you. When you call in trouble, he said, I'll deliver you, and I send you from the secret place of thunder. Glory to God. Isn't that so comforting to know that the Lord is always there for us? While you are calling on him, he's answering. While the word is still in your mouth, he will hear too. And so let our eyes always be inclined unto him, and look upon him all the time, and look for his deliverance. Our God will come and will save us. Psalmist was bold. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Glory to God. You know, you may find yourself having to go into places of danger. Well, you can have the assurance that you're coming out on the other side. I will walk through these places, and I will not fear, because the Lord will bring me out on the other side. Isaiah is also bold. He tells it to us in Isaiah 43 and verse 2. When thou passest, you know, through the fire or whatever, or even through the floods, the fire will not kindle on you. The floods will not overwhelm you. The Lord will bring you through every situation. And Jesus declared it himself. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I mean, if you had a bodyguard with you, you know, that has a reputation that is able to protect you, because he has done it many times, And wouldn't you be bold when he's with you to go into places? You'll be bold. Well, the Lord is more than a bodyguard. He's our shield. He's our strength. He's our hiding place. He's able to deliver us and he's able to save us. That's all of the exhortation I want to bring today. But I want us to go into a time of prayers. But first, let me pray over the room. Father, I thank you as we remember these great attributes of your power to protect, your power to deliver, your power to be our shield, our glory, and the lifter up of our head. We thank you. Thank you for the declarations in the Word of God. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of his hand. We thank you, Lord, for these wonderful declarations. We are confident in this very thing, that the Lord that started his good work in us and brought us out of the pit of darkness, he will see us through every day. He will preserve us unto his heavenly kingdom. He will deliver us from every evil work. Lord, is a strength and shield wherever you go in the name of Jesus. Wherever you go, when you are traveling, he's with you. When you are in the house, he's with you. When you are sitting down or standing up, your down sittings, your uprisings, wherever, because the Lord, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And those that be planted in his presence and in his word and in his house, they will flourish in the courts of the Lord. What are the courts of the Lord? Everywhere. He owns everything. Everywhere you go, you flourish. The Lord will protect you. Let's not be afraid. The Lord is with you. Praise the Lord. And what time fear will come, Lord, we thank you because we will praise you in your word. And your people shall not be afraid. They that put their trust in you shall not be afraid of the evil or the terror or an evil time, because their heart is stayed on you. And you will keep our hearts in perfect peace, for we have trusted and hoped in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank you for being our refuge. We thank you for being our shield. We thank you for being our strength. We thank you for being our help. We thank you, Lord, for being our hiding place. We thank you for being our glory and the lifter up of our head. Thank you for having our back everywhere in the name of Jesus. Our healer also, you know, when evil strikes in terms of sickness and other kinds of affliction, the Lord is our deliverer. He is our healer. And he's always there with us. To whom be glory and praise forever and ever. We give you, Lord, glory as we honor you this morning, declaring your power to deliver us, your power to be a shield unto us, to protect us, your power to be even our strength. In times of weakness, you are our strength. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, I want us all, we're going to do corporate prayers. Hallelujah. You know, at what time the devil tries to pose fear to you in your heart, doesn't matter. If you are traveling or will be traveling soon, remember, the Lord is your strength and your shield. a very present help in time of trouble. You know, only with your ears you will hear it. You will not even see evil. You will not see evil days because your heart trusteth in the Lord. Let's call upon the name of the Lord, thanking him for these great attributes of his toward us. And let's just magnify the Lord today. I want you to open your mouth. Tell him how great he is. Speak of his power to protect and to deliver wherever you are. In your daily going out and coming in, he's there. He said, the Lord will preserve me from all evil. Will preserve my going out and my coming in. Personalize Psalm 121 for yourself. He's my keeper, my shade upon my right hand. He's my glory even and the lifter up of my head. Let's open our mouth and let's praise the Lord with this exactly. Go ahead. Prayer in Jesus' name.